AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. On the day before Election Day, a man called Putin Chef, a Russian caterer and entrepreneur, has admitted he had interfered in U.S. elections and would continue to do so. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre is not surprised.
These comments, though, I'll say this, do not tell us anything new or surprising, as we all know. It's well known and well documented in the public domain that entities associated with Yevgeny and Yevgeny Prigozhin have sought to influence elections around the world, including the United States.
At stake tomorrow on Election Day, party control of the House and the Senate. There's word an American aid worker in Iraq was shot and killed in Baghdad. Here's the AP's Ben Thomas.
Two police officials in the Iraqi capital say assailants shot the man as he drove through the central Karada district on the east bank of the Tigris River. No one immediately claimed responsibility for the killing, and the officials said the reason was not immediately clear. State Department spokesman Ned Price says an investigation is underway.
There's no reason to doubt that someone has been killed, as the reports indicate. But we want to be thorough in determining that the victim in this case was in fact a U.S. citizen, and of course then undertaking any necessary efforts to notify next of kin.
Two security officials tell the AP the man is a U.S. citizen who worked for an international aid organization. No word on his name. Ben Thomas, Washington.
It's been about 3 months since someone won the Powerball jackpot. The big prize is up to $1.9 billion. Could tonight be the night for a winner? This man in New York is already thinking about spending the money.
It's pretty hard to spend, you know, $2 billion all at once, or like, you know, $1 billion all at once. I think we'd go travel for a bit, maybe buy some property, go for a fancy meal.
The odds of winning, 1 in 292 million. The Dow finished up 423 points. This is AP News. A cargo capsule ran into trouble with a solar panel after liftoff for the International Space Station.
3, 2, 1.
Only one of the two solar panels on the capsule opened successfully following the pre-dawn liftoff from the coast of Virginia. Officials at Northrop Grumman assured NASA that there's enough power from the solar panel for Wednesday's planned space station rendezvous, but the space agency was still assessing the situation. A spokeswoman for NASA admitted it's too early to know whether the spacecraft, which is carrying more than 8,200 pounds of equipment and experiments, would be stable enough to be captured by the space station's robot arm. The capsule is dubbed the SS Sally Ride, after the first American woman in space who died a decade ago. I'm Shelley Adler.
Frank Reich has been fired as coach of the Indianapolis Colts. The team is 3-5-1 this season. Former player Jeff Saturday will replace him. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.